Bava Kama, Perek Yud Mishneh Dalad. Zeb Bava Chavisa Shel Yayin. We're talking here, Ruvain is walking down the street, and he's holding on to a Chavis Shel Yayin. Zeb Bava Shimon comes Bekadosh Shel Dvash. He's holding a Kad, Chavis, Kad, basically the same idea. One's a barrel, one's a different type of container of Dvash. Nistiko Chavis Shel Dvash. Somehow, the Chavis Shel Dvash gets a crack. Now, of course, we just said that the one who's holding on to Dvash is holding it in a Kad. So Mufashim explained that the Chavis over here refers to the Kad that we just mentioned a second ago. It's really Nistiko Kadosh Ol Dvash. Why the Mishnah changes the word, that we have to see. V'shofach zez yeinoy, the Baal HaYayin turned into a hero. He pours out his Yayin, v'hitzels ha-Dvash l'tzoichoy. Pours out his wine al menas to save the Dvash. Ein lo yal l'schoroy. Pashtus, he says, look, I spent all my yayin, I wasted all my yayin in order to save your dvash. Pay me back the value of the yayin. He only gets the service that he did, which is hatzolas advash. What happens if somebody was walking down the street with an empty chavis? So he comes over and he's there and he's holding on to it and he fills it up and he carries it. Okay, that's a paid for a service. But not what he wanted, which was the whole value of the yayin. If the Baal Dvash says to the one who pours out the wine, spill out your yayin and I'll pay you the value of the yayin to save my dvash. Obviously, there's a significant difference in the value between yayin and dvash, and therefore it's worth it for him to pay dmei yayin and to save the dmei hadvash. So then, chayv liten loy, since he made up, there his chayv. What's the chiv and why is this chiv not if you didn't make up Mufurish? So it's like this. The fact that Ruvain, who sees Shimon's moment going Le'ibud, in this case Shimon's Dvash, that's going to the ground and it's going to be ruined, that there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, mitzvah Sederaisa, that's not up for dispute. Everybody holds that. The mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, by the way, is not only returning a chefetz which is lost, that we'll learn about Mir Tashem, the beginning of Mitzvah, but it's also doing anything that would prevent loss from a yid taking place. In this case, he's not returning a lost item, but he really is, because the dvash is going to get lost. He's not returning it in the regular sense of the word, but he's saving it. Matzah mamonu shechavera is hashavas aveda. That he's not mechuyiv alts the mitzvah hashavas aveda to throw away his wine to save the shemen. The dvash, I mean. Even though the yayin is cheaper than the dvash, that's also a person not mechuyiv to lose his own money in order to save the others. The Gemara learns out in the second paragraph of Mamtzi, the end of Elam Tzizda Flam and Gimel, Efes Kulayir B'cho Evyoin, which means a person not mechuyiv to make himself into an Evyoin in order to ratv, in order to be Matzah Mamoinoi Shal Chaveroi. So, he gets paid for what he did because he's not mechuyiv to do it for free. There's a machlokes rishonim exactly what the nature of this paying is. They didn't make up that he's hired by him to save his dvash by throwing out the yayin. So he gets paid the wages of his own tircha and for the use of his kli. The rishonim, you can see Taisus on Daf Nun Ches in Bava Metzia is where this, Daf Nun Ches over here in Bava Kama is where this discussion is. And others understand that he's like a Yerid L'Sodah Shel Chaveroi. We have this concept earlier in the Masechta, where Ruvain that provides benefit for Shimon, even though there was no contract between the two of them, Shimon has to pay him. Others understand that this is Mamash Yerid. It's as if he went into his field and he plowed the field. He owes him for the value of the work that was done. That's one Hasvara. The other Havana says, this is the Machlekes in the Tosfos, that you can't consider this a Yerid L'Sodah Chaver because over there, the pu'ula is nicker in the field. The field is plowed. Over here, the dvash is the same dvash. It just didn't go li'ibud. So you can't look at it as a field that was worked by somebody else where he owes him the money. The only way to do it is to say that this is b'dayma tiyari, therefore chazal wa misakin, that he owes him wages. Why doesn't he have to pay him for the yayin? See, here the mefarshim explain that what we're talking about is that since the Baal HaDvash is here, it's not clear that this is was the right course of the right course that he wanted him to do. To be mechayiv him for the hefs of yayin, he did it. But to be mechayiv the Baal HaDvash, the Baal HaDvash didn't gain the price of the yayin that was thrown out. So at the end of the day, there's nothing you can do about it. Maybe it's menschlichkeit. But to say that the Bala Dvash is chayiv to the Bala Yayin, there's nothing about the loss of the yayin that would be mechayiv the Bala Dvash. However, if he made up Atzel Shachar, they made up, he contracted with him, save my Dvash by throwing out your yayin, then that's the price that they made up for services rendered. Same thing as hiring a plumber or a contractor. So that, of course, he has to pay. The Mishnah then repeats the same, what sounds to be the same, similar case. Shotaf nor chamor v'chamor chaveru. The river is about to sweep away his chamor, flooded. It's about to sweep away his chamor v'chamor chaveru. Shelo yofemona. Similar to what we said before, that dvash is more expensive than yayin. His is a shvacher animal. Shechaveru mesayin. Prime animals, the chavers. So it makes sense for his to go and to save the other one. He let his go. He gets paid for his services, but the loss of the chamor is not included in the yerid. He wasn't mahane his friend, the value of his chamor that got swept away. So again, he did it for him. He should be makatoy, but there's no mechayiv in choshe mishpot. They made up, they contracted for that service. Then avada chayiv liten loy. The reason why the Mishnah has to say both is because there's a slight chiddush in each case. On the one hand, there's more heroic measures performed by the Bal HaYayin than the Bal HaChamor, because the Bal HaYayin actually dumped out his Yayin. So maybe over there, yeah, he's Mechuyiv. No. At the end of the day, your being Mafsid, the Yayin, is not his gain. It's your loss, but it's not the gain of the Bal HaDvash. So he doesn't have to pay. The same shoe is on the other foot, that there'd be a chiddush that maybe even if he made up the Bala Chamor, that is, he doesn't have to pay for the other Chamor, because at the end of the day, he wasn't mafsid his Chamor. He let his Chamor go, but he wasn't mafsid biyadai. Maybe that's not a service rendered. But if that's what was made up, then that's a service. That's part of the service that was rendered, is the price of his Chamor. So therefore, both have a slight chiddush, and that's the halacha. It would be important to point out that if the Nohar is Taka about to sweep away the Chamor, that Chamor is Hefke. If it was completely swept away, it would be because Zutei Shel Nohar will have a Din Mietz Hashem, the second parak above Metzia, that something which is swept away, it's totally out of control of the owner. We look at that Mamish as a Aveda that's irreturnable, and it's Hefke Mamish. The same thing is true if the barrel of Dvash was cracked so badly that the dvash is going to leak out quickly and hit the ground before anybody could come. So then we see the dvash as hefka. The balayayin, if he wants, could theoretically be koine the dvash as it's leaking with his kli. It's really hefka. We're talking about dvash leaks slowly. It's thick. And the hole is not that great. So therefore, somebody might come along. So it's not hefka. So he can't be zoich in the dvash. But at the same time, he doesn't have to pay him. The baladvash doesn't have to pay for the yayin. Over here, also, the chamor is not being swept away that quickly. Other people might come over the next few minutes. He's rather the one who did it. But other people might come, therefore the chamor is not hefke. Mishnah Hey, ha-goizel sodah mechaveroi untalua masikin. Somebody stole a sodah mechaveroi. Now this needs a little bit explanation. We've discussed before that ein gzela bekarkois, which means that there's no way for Reuven to steal Shimon's field. It's impossible to do that. The field is here, and it is where it is. You can't be moitzi the field from the owner's rishus. If anything, you can be moitzi the owner from the field. He's about to come home, and you put an electrified barbed wire around his front door, so he can't walk in. Similarly, you took him away from the house. You didn't take the house away from him, which is why a field, a house, karka, ain't an exels. There's no chayves kefil. It's not shayach hamaisa gneiv on it. And it's also not shaykh yiyushin rishus, these concepts, because it's never yotzim rishusai. Goizel son mechaver over here just means he stopped him from going in. He went to the police, the mafia, and he got them to throw him out of the house. He moved into the house. Good, he's a gazlan, but the field is not yotzim rishus habaylam. Untalua masikim, in this case, strong-armed gangsters, masikim, is anosim, violent people, took the field. Im makas medinahi omalei harei shel cholofanecho. If this is something that happened in a bunch of places, a lot of people's houses have been taken over by Rachman, some by the communists, by the Nazis, whatever it is. Because all the houses were taken away. That means what we're relating over here is the fact that the house was taken away by force from the Gazlan is not his fault. He's an oinis. And normally a Gazlan that stole, Ruven that stole from Shimon's Rishus, a Chovish or Yayin, if an Anos, somebody with a gun, would come along and take the Chovish from him, he's still Chayav. Gazlonim amachayv achiv hashove, even if they're nenas. Even if it broke machmas oinis, they're chayv. But over here, he's not a gazlan, because like we said, he was never mitzi mishus to the owner. Therefore, harish chalav anechad. The field is here, it was here, it is here. There's the field. The fact that there's a mafioso living in the house, harish chalav anechad. V'machmas ha-gazlan, however, if the legal trouble with the Anosim happened because of the Gazlan, they were after the Gazlan. So then Chayiv Lahamad Loy Soda Acher. He has to pay and he has to give him another field. It's interesting. Logic doesn't say Chayiv Lashalim. Chayiv Lahamad Loy Soda Acher. The reason why Taka doesn't say Chayiv Lashalim is because Taka not Meikur Adin. Because, like we said, Karka and Nigzelis. Again, Medine Shemayim, if Reuven throws Shimon out of his house, and because of that, Shimon's on the street and he has to rent the house, some other Reuven's Chayiv Medine Shemayim, but he caused him that loss. But Bedine Odom over here, Gzeil is only when Reuven is Moitzi Shimon. Well, I'm sorry, when Reuven is Moitzi the Chayfetz from Shimon's Rishos. He didn't. So the Chiv Ared, the Chiv over here, Lahamad Laisoda Acher, is a Knas Midrabonon. And that's why it doesn't say Chayv, because it's not the regular Chiv. Lahamad Laisoda Acher, the Mishnah says. But Be'etzem, you can always say Aresh Achol of Anacher, Shtof Anor. If Anor flooded the field, Davad is a regular Oynes. So Imala Aresh Achol of Anacher, like we said, there's no Chiv on the Gzeil. The Mevarshim add one more knech. Take a look at the Tezis Yomtiv. The sugya over here alludes the Mishnah to another din. This is called Dina de Garmi. Dina de Garmi is a machloikis tanoim, whether there's a machayev or not. What's Dina de Garmi? Dina de Garmi means where somebody does a maisa, but that maisa can't be defined as a direct maisa of mazik. It's a clear maisa. But the Maisa doesn't cause the Hefsa directly. Example. The classic example in the Gemara is Soiriv Shtaroisov Shtol Chaveri, which means Reuven takes a Shtar Chayv that Shimon has, very valuable piece of paper. It says on it that Shimon is owed by Levi $1 million. How much is the paper worth? In practical terms, $1 million. Because if Shimon doesn't have that paper, he can't collect $1 million from Levi. Maybe not $1 million because of the risk factor, but it's worth $750,000. If Reuven burns that shtar, he really hasn't been mafsa the chayv, but practically speaking, he's causing Shimon a loss. It's a complete maisa, but not a direct hefsit. That's a machloikis with Meir and the Chachomim. We paskin donin dina de garmi, that there is a machayv. Whether this chayv is deraisa or it's a knas midrabanon is a good question. Famous and very widely discussed machloikis. The Rabban has a whole kuntres called kuntres Dina de Garmi that's printed up in the back of the Bovis in the Chiddush Rabban. The Rabban Barichus proves that Dina de Garmi is a din deraisa. The Shach is Doigel Beshitas HaToisis in several places, whose maskono is that Dina de Garmi is a knas midrabonon. Another example of that is this very case where Reuven was Goizel Sodom Echaveroi. Now, Reuven has a problem. Remember, Reuven is a Gazlan, so he hangs around with the wrong characters. Reuven is now on the wrong side of the mafia, and in order to get them off his back, he shows them this field, and he has them pay. He didn't do anything. He wasn't mafsa the field. He didn't pour salt on Shimon's field and ruin it. He didn't do a maisa mazik, but he did do a maisa. He showed them the field that caused them to take it, to burn it, to destroy it, to take possession of it. Im Kain, he did a maisa which indirectly caused a hefsid. That's Dina de Garmi. So the Mishnah means to allude to that mechayiv and mechayiv lahamid loisoda acher. We're paskening Dina de Garmi. Now, we'll just add one more point. Whenever we discuss Dina de Garmi, part of this famous discussion, the Ramban Barichus, and the Tosis in different places in Shas, and the Shach Barichus, in Hilchus Mazik, where there's a whole Simon Shin Peches defining Dina de Garmi, Shin Pei Dalit and Shin Peches, And what the exact parameters of groma, which is potter, it's only chayv din shamayim, and garmi is a subject of a lot of discussion. According to some rishonim, there's a defined cutoff point. Groma is where the maisa can't be defined as a direct maisa. The hezek happened la'achazman. Garmi is where the maisa is not a direct cause, but it happened with immediacy. So mel, that's the mechayv. That's according to some rishonim. According to some rishonim, this is the way the shach passes. There really is no chilik. Groma are cases that are less shchiach, where Chazal did not put a knas, and it's only chayv din shemaim. Garmi are cases that are more shchiach, and therefore the chacham canceled, and they made a knas because the milsa of the shchicha. So this is a major machlokes rishonim.